This is Oreski Daoud of Mayor Risk LLC, and this is a daily brief. Today is the 17th of July 2019. By now, we've been accustomed to reporting bad news from North Africa, in particular since the region initiated the Arab Spring back in 2010. While positive news is not always easy to come by, there is certainly plenty to report. One such news is some indication and signal that in Tunisia, the very country that started the Arab Spring, the economy is showing some sign of movement, that is positive movement. It is early to conclude that the country is on the right track. In fact, I would say that there are still enormous challenges, chief of which is the need to restructure public sector employment to lessen its burden and stimulate the private sector to create jobs. The public sector is bloated, and Tunisia needs to tap into the creativity of its entrepreneurs to get them to create companies and employment, and that's clearly a big challenge. Nevertheless, things are happening that are making many people in Tunisia smile. And one of them is the fact that tourists are rediscovering the country. The first half of this year, that is from January to June 2019, more than 3.77 million foreign tourists visited the country. And that's a near 17% increase from the first half of 2018, that is year over year. It's true that the rise is largely a rubber band effect from the previous year's crash in the tourism industry due to terrorism. But the rise is a testimony of Tunisia's competitive travel industry and its investments in securing the country against terror groups. Now, although Algerians are probably the highest numbers of tourists, growing by more than 80% year on year, the Europeans have renewed their traditional connection with Tunisia, collectively growing 22%. And who drove this growth? Well, the Brits saw a 119% increase in their numbers, thanks to probably an easing of Tunisia country risk assessment by the Foreign and Commonwealth Office. The French, too, came in drove, growing by a solid 26%. Really what's remarkable is the revenue growth increased by 42% to almost 2 billion dinars, actually 1.98 billion dinars. Although the figure is small, since it's the equivalent of almost 700 million US dollars, it remains a big indicator of Tunisia as a renewed travel destination. Now, let's move to the micro level. Businesses too are disclosing some good news or reporting some good news. This is the case of Société des Articles Hygiéniques, or SAH, a manufacturer and marketer of household cleaning items. The small company reported its second quarter sales rose 41% year over year. That's a double digit 41% year over year, to settle at more than 192 million dinars in the quarter ending 30 June 2019. Again, the figure in itself appears low, but the prospects of growth is very encouraging. To accomplish such performance, the company boosted its export revenue by 47%, a task, however, that was not easy because the highly restive Libya has always been an important export market for the company, which it still managed to grow. But even within the Tunisian market, sales rose 39%. Now, the question is, why is it relevant to talk about this small company or any small company? Well, in this case, that's because it is an indicator of trends in household and consumer spending, and you want consumers to spend as a sign of comfort and trust in the future. Now, all these improvements, albeit in their sort of starting phase, bode well and are helping Tunisia at the very macro level. For instance, first quarter 2019 ending 31 March. Government revenues from tax collection rose by 22% to 7.3 billion dinars, and that's roughly $2.5 billion. That's not too bad, but the country is clearly facing a budget deficit because it consumes more than it produces. Now, Tunisia can and must fix that, not to consume less or not by consuming less, but by creating the conditions that will allow productive companies to flourish, create wealth and jobs. Finally, Tunisia clearly cannot do it alone. It is a country, after all, that has to be exposed to the outside world to make it. Getting more tourists, exporting more, etc., require that its foreign partners are on board and are willing to help it. And as the country is experimenting its own brand of democracy, I hope its foreign partners will always be there to help out. Thank you for listening.